Hey everybody, it's John Moncrief. And today I want to talk about five signs that your business is too dependent on you. So picture it for a moment. Just imagine your role in your organization or in your business. Are you leading an empowered group of employees, or are you at the center of every single decision that needs to be made? So if you're in the second group, you're not alone. Most of us get out there and we start our businesses up and we kind of hack away at that startup phase in the weeds and basically get to a stage where we start to scale the business, and then we hit this glass ceiling. And very often that's because you as the owner are at the center of every single decision that needs to be made in the organization. And it's something that we call a hub and spoke model. So think about an airport, because this is a great analogy. You have an airport, Heathrow, JFK, O'Hare, whatever airport, and aircraft are coming in from all different directions. The airport is a hub, and everything works well, or relatively well, until there's a big snowstorm or weather moves through, big thunderstorm, technical problem, and the airport has to shut down, or at least close part of the runways down. And then you have flights that are being put into holding patterns or deferred to other airports or redirected to other airports. And your business is very similar. You know, if something happens to you, if you're off sick because of health issues, or you need to take a vacation and you're in this hub and spoke model, it means that because you're at the center of every single decision that makes, whether it's signing a check or authorizing leave, whatever that decision is, possibly giving a discount to a customer, everything comes to a grinding halt. And decisions are put into holding patterns or deferred to when you get back. And you know, that's a big challenge for your business in terms of being able to scale and to operate without you. So it's kind of going back to some of the big things I've spoken about and the benefits around in creating a business that runs owner independent. The first thing is your freedom. If you're in a hub and spoke model, you don't have the time or the ability to take a break and to go on a holiday. You haven't got a business that's built on a solid foundation that you can scale. And you're possibly, most importantly, down the line, when a buyer comes looking, they aren't that interested in a business that is dependent on the owner. They know that it's going to lead to challenges and problems down the line, so they're less likely to buy it. It's very difficult to replace you. So I want to talk about five things. I want to help you figure out whether you are in that hub and spoke type model. And the first thing on the list is, are you the signing authority? And I'm talking about authorizing discounts. I'm talking about signing off leave. I'm talking about signing the checks. If you're the person who has to sign every single thing off, then it's very likely that you're in that hub and spoke type model. So what are some of the practical things you can do to make changes there? One of them is to put people and processes in place. So maybe put a payment process in place with a limit that you're comfortable with. So that might be $200, that might be £2,000. You need to find that place that you feel comfortable, have two staff, and give them the authority to sign off payments to that amount. So if a supplier needs to be paid urgently to get goods released that your business can carry on, then they can go through the process of signing that without needing your approval. And this kind of may sound like something that you're holding onto control, and it may sound a bit scary at first, but with modern banking the way it is, you can easily keep an eye on things on your mobile app. And when you come back from, say, taking a vacation, you can refine the process and you can see if there's any kind of abuse going on by just keeping an eye on your mobile device, on your banking account. So number two, revenue's flat. Year on year, you're starting to see, you're not seeing the needle move. So maybe your revenue is kind of slightly down, slightly up, but it's just not moving in the direction that you want it to move. And the reason is simple. It's like water through a hose. where there's you're a bottleneck, and if there's a bottleneck, you can only stick so much water through a hose at one time. So in an owner operated business, the owner becomes a bottleneck, you become the bottleneck in your business, and it's very difficult for your business to grow or for your revenue to grow. So one of the things I think you could start thinking about here is start pruning the products and services in your business. And the reason I mentioned pruning is I once listened to Jason Fried speak, and he talked about, Jason Fried is from 37 Signals, one of the probably poster children for subscription model businesses. But Jason talked about all the products they had, and how he lives in Wisconsin, and up there they grow apple trees and they prune those apple trees. And he talked about coming back and pruning the products in his business and the services in his business so that the core products could grow. So one of the things you could do is look at all your products and services and how you can cut back some of those products and services. There's so many businesses who have sort of products that just aren't generating revenue, that are being supported. And maybe those, some of those could be packed up and used in subscription models. But you know, essentially, how do you take those products and how do you get rid of some of them, or how do you package them up into a subscription base? So what happens ultimately is that you're selling less products to a lot more people. And it means that you get out of being involved in all of the support and the sales of multiple different products to multiple different clients. And if you're interested, I'm just reading, it doesn't have to be crazy at work. I'll add that into the notes. That's why Jason Fried came to mind. So I'll put those in, and you're welcome to take a look at that book. Great ideas in there. Number three, your holiday just doesn't feel like a vacation. So you're going away, and you know, again, with mobile devices, you are able to check your bank. We'll let that one go for now. But you're able to check your bank, you're able to ship product, you can just kind of do everything you need to do remotely. And so instead of sitting on the beach and relaxing or reading Jason's book and trying to find some inspiration, you are on email and you're releasing product and you're on the phone talking to your people. And that's a really good sign that you're probably at the center of the whole operation. So again, you know, what you want to do is go back to putting some policies, putting some procedures in place, putting your standard operating procedures in place, putting your guidelines in place, so that gradually your business you're starting to develop a kind of operating system, and your business starts to run while you're away on holiday. So maybe what you want to do is start with micro holidays. Take one day, put your processes in place, and just drop off the grid for a day. Come back and see how things went. Adjust your processes, then take a slightly longer holiday, maybe 2-3 days, and gradually get those processes and procedures working for you so that you're able to take a couple of weeks off, a few weeks off, confident that your business is going to run while you're away. Number four, you know your customers by name. Now, this might sound counterintuitive, and you know, a lot of you may be shaking your heads, but yeah, that's at the center of customer service. I need to know my customers by the first name. Sure. However, if you are the center of all the relationships with your customers, so nothing gets done, customers want to deal with you, you're the person they pick up the phone to every time, or they want to chat to you, you've got a big problem. So here's my advice on this is, go out there, find a really good salesperson, a rainmaker, if you're kind of doing all the selling and account management. So maybe you're looking for a great rainmaker, looking for an account executive. Get those folks to shadow you. Get them to understand the dynamics of the relationship with the customer. Make sure that they're delivering and they're interacting with your customers the way you want it. And then again, you know, start pulling yourself out of the equation. So at the end of the day, you're building a business where your customers want to deal with the business and not just with you. They love dealing with your business, not you. And that makes your business a lot more valuable. A potential buyer knows that if you're not involved, the business carries on and all the relationships are held with the business as opposed to an individual. Number five, last one. You're getting copied on every single email. So let's say you take five emails a day that you're being copied in, and this is kind of people looking for your tacit approval, or you just haven't given them guidelines on what you want to be involved in terms of giving approval or not. So first of all, make sure that people are clear on what you need to be giving your go ahead or okay or signature or whatever. Then tell them that if you need me to get involved and to make a decision here and you copy me in, I want you to be very explicit about what it is that you need my input on. So give your team and your suppliers and whoever you need to, give them the guidelines and make sure they know when they need to speak to you about getting approval, when they need your involvement in something. And then secondly, take away the idea of CCing. Actually put you into the to line instead of the CC line and say, right, if you need me to give you some input on this or to make a decision, then send it to me and tell me exactly what you need from me. I think the thing is we want to get people to think for themselves and want to give them the guidelines to make decisions themselves. So we want them to make the right decisions for the business based off a framework or set of guidelines. I hope you find this helpful. I will put some references into the notes and the summary, Jason Fried's work, some great stuff there, and possibly the article that he talks about on Inc. Magazine, I believe, about his apple trees up in Wisconsin. Thank you all, and see you again soon.